What is it? At some point in your career, you will experience burnout. Regardless of how much you like your job, there will come a time when you just don't feel like doing it anymore. If you could choose between being very sick just to stay home and going to work, you would choose to be sick. It would be far less difficult than facing your boss, your coworkers, your clients, and your desk. What exactly is burnout? It is defined as exhaustion of physical or emotional strength or motivation, usually as a result of prolonged stress or frustration. Many are afraid of losing their jobs and are therefore working harder and longer hours. Yet often, they don't receive the appreciation they feel they deserve from their bosses. No raises, no promotions. Burnout doesn't happen only to those who are stressed or frustrated, though. Work may be going along smoothly. There are no apparent problems. What could have caused this to happen? Many of us work long hours because we actually like our jobs. We have work that needs to get done, and we choose to spend 10 hours a day doing it. Then one day we realize that many months have passed since we had a vacation, a full weekend off, or even a relaxing evening at home. There's an old saying that goes, "On their deathbed, no one ever said, 'I wish I had spent more time in the office.'" By the way, the man who coined the term burnout was a psychologist named Herbert Freudenthal. Dr. Freudenthal himself had a reputation for working extremely long hours, but did not experience burnout. Symptoms? Stress has many symptoms. Some are obvious, some are not. Obvious symptoms include fatigue, irritability, crying, anxiety, and loss of appetite or weight gain due to lack of exercise or overeating in reaction to stress. Less obvious symptoms are increased drug, alcohol, and tobacco use, insomnia, nightmares, forgetfulness, low productivity, and an inability to concentrate. This often results in absenteeism and lateness. Help. The earlier the stage of burnout you're in, the easier it will be to solve the situation. The most obvious way to cure burnout is to quit your job. If your burnout is not caused by stress or frustration, but rather by working too hard, slow down. If you cannot slow down, find out how much vacation time you can take and then take it. Leave work on time. Don't take work home with you. Start slowly if you have to. Make sure you spend the night relaxing. Rent a movie or read a good book. A difficult boss is a tough one, because if you work for someone who is just not a nice person, there's not much you can do to change that. However, you may consider sitting down with him or her to discuss how you can forge a more productive working relationship. If you have more work than you can handle because of a smaller staff, you have to learn how to prioritize. One person cannot do the work of five people regardless of how good he or she is and how hard he or she tries. You should also stay calm and remember that the world won't end if you don't get everything done.